Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about haunted houses. Now, there's a couple ways to approach this. You can call us and tell us what the best haunted house in town is, and we'll entertain a few of those. Mm-hmm. But mostly we want to talk about when you've had a haunted house experience that went wrong. And by wrong, we mean so right that it scared the living crap out of you.
That.
Or so wrong that something happened to you.
Something always happens. See, I always fall asleep. I get logy in these things. But you always, I don't know what, you and haunted houses.
You know what I think some of the best haunted house stories are going to come from?
What's that?
People who work in them.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Because I think, here's the thing. Somebody said, by the way, Steve doesn't fall asleep. Steve.
I get kind of just, you know. I'm going to nap in those things.
I will say this.
What?
You've made the mistake where you go last, and now the haunted house employees know
yes,
to go after last. You can't go first, and you can't go last. Being in the middle is the place to be if you go through a haunted
house. It used to be at the kind of tail end, Charlie, but you're right. Now I moved kind of more into the middle.
You got to get in the middle.
Yeah, that's where no one messes with me, and I get bored.
Be honest. Have you ever been truly scared?
No, only the time when you jumped on my back. I like,
that
what
wasn't
is that?
Me.
What's on my back?
Here's what's weird about you remembering the story.
No, that's the way it went.
Somebody else jumped on my back.
No, then you both jumped on my back.
You're
that's
right,
what it
Steve.
Was. So that suddenly I got two of you.
It was Pete, by the way.
I remember it was Pete.
It was Pete. He jumped on my back.
Screeched.
And when he jumped on my back,
he did.
His shoe came off.
Did. So then he expected you to go back through.
We finally got past Chainsaw Boy.
Hey,
and he's like, man, my shoe's in there. Come back with me. I'm like, no. I'm not going back in there. Stupid.
Because you're afraid of haunted house.
I am afraid. Dude, I don't have a problem with that. Okay. I'm not afraid. I know I'm afraid. There's a better word than afraid, but I'll take it. I don't
trepidation
care.
Trepidation.
There's anxiety.
Okay. See, I know nothing, absolutely nothing bad is going to happen to me. So
it doesn't. Then why are you afraid of roller coasters? It's the same thing. You know nothing bad is going to happen to you, but there's still. The point of it is to build up that.
Right. But I know it's coming. And then I make sure it happens to you in the front or in the back.
I will never forget. And I don't remember if you were with me on this one. So you tell me if you remember this.
Okay.
You're walking through and every once in a while there's a dude or whatever standing there and it's not real. It's a statue. And they set you up. You get used to walking past the dudes. And the fourth one is like a real guy. And you're like, So you walk past this dude in a wheelchair and he twitched just enough.
I remember.
And you're like, oh God, what's he going to do? And you get past him and you're like, oh, he's not going to do anything. That was weird. It was just, he was creepy looking, but whatever. So you keep walking down this hallway and the hallway's getting narrower and narrower. And all of a sudden you're, and he's coming down the hallway at the speed of light.
And there's nowhere for you
to go. There's nowhere to go. The hallway's getting thinner and you're all trying to figure out who's going first. Get out, get out. And he gets like he's tethered to a chain.
Yeah.
It was like, gang, and he gets to within like an inch of you and you're just like,
yeah, I think you wept that time. I'm pretty sure
I cried a little.
Yeah, I remember.
And the other room that I remember, and I don't remember if it was the same haunted house, but every haunted house, you're just walking through dark, 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 a little bit of light, but just enough so you can see. And we walked into this room that was just blinding white light.
Fun.
It was so bright. Then your eyes, because you've been in the dark so long, you're just like, bam! And now you can't see anything, and people are brushing past you, and you're like, I can't. Oh God. The sensory, like, oh, do you remember that? Or was that something
that,
I did on my...
That I don't remember.
Oh my God. I was so
you
scared.
Were scared of the light. No, I just want to clarify. I'm just what? No, I wasn't mocking you or
so
anything.
So I just
or...
tell a story of like genuine fear that I had and all this and all you boil it down to, oh, so you're afraid of the dark and the light then. Yes, Steve. I'm a...
Yeah, I know, right? Dude, I wish I could have these awesome stories with you and being scared and losing shoes and lights and all that and back, jumping on backs. But yeah, I'm usually just...
You know what's funny?
I just saunter through.
You just don't even go. You haven't gone since you and I went together probably 8 years ago.
I'll give you that. I have not been in one since.
But they're
technologically advanced. With the advancements of haunted houses nowadays.
So that should scare you even less then.
See, I'm not scared if there's tech or not, though. Tell you what, if someone could tell me there's the scariest one ever.
You'll go to it?
I'll walk by it. We'll check it out. But I might go inside. But till then.
There was a haunted house. Where is this? In Nashville. Where a masked employee gave his friend a real knife.
What?
Yeah.
They used it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They struck her friend in their left arm. She pulled back. She realized there was blood on the knife. There was a hole in the victim's shirt. Blood was squirting from the victim's left arm.
Holy. You know what? That's a great idea for a haunted house. Have one of the customers, you know, like pretend they're a customer, and then they get stabbed and stuff, and then they scare the other customer. Because they thought it was, no? All right.
Would that scare you, Steve?
Maybe a little bit. If I'm walking in a line of people and the person in front of me gets stabbed and blood's flying everywhere.
Okay. Let's do that.
What?
I'm just saying.
I'm the guy who gets stabbed, though.
Yes. Let's do that.
Right.
Let's have you be the, because you know what every haunted house ends with? And if you've never been to one, like 90% of them end with chainsaw guy.
Oh, that's the culmination. It's like the fireworks.
Yes.
The grand finale.
And you know you're getting close when you start to smell that.
Yeah,
that
the oil gas mixture.
Yes,
that's 3-in-1.
We got to be almost done. You smell that? That's chainsaw. I think every once in a while they should have a chain on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, why not?
What do you mean, why not? No, that might be a little...
That's what?
But you see, you can get that same sound without the chain on it.
Yeah, I want the sound and the fear.
What? No, I remember at the end of one, it was a leaf blower. It's like, all right, dude, we afford
it. Oh, man. I'm really going to dust up some allergens here. And there's just a plate of Claritin there that you can't get to.
Oh,
man, I can almost reach an Allegra.
Now, that is fear. Actually, you can get
that. That's a pretty good.
Yeah, that'll give you that.
We need to do like a... Dude, you and I are starting a whole new line of haunted houses. Like, all right, who's got allergies? You need to go on this one. Who's got gluten sensitivity? This is one where we just shoot flour at you the whole time. Just flour, and you're just like, and there's just EpiPen sitting everywhere, but you can't reach them. No, no! Got the peanut allergy? We got a special ride for you, too. These are great haunted house ideas.
Those are great ideas.
Elitch Gardens, if you're not implementing a you could die from peanut allergy ride.
Dude, they're buying EpiPens.
Let's do this! All right, we've got other stories, but we want to hear yours. If you've had something, we're calling it haunted house horrors. Mm. Like, you had something weird happen. You're an employee, and somebody just punches you in the...
Nice.
Because I've seen that happen.
Oh, yeah, they get physically abused.
They're not allowed to touch you, but sometimes when they get so close, your immediate reaction is to go like, ah!
And then
like,
push or punch back.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not a good thing. So either side of this, if you've got a haunted house horror story, we want to talk to you. Bobby.
Yai.
Haunted house horror.
Haunted.
So our group was walking down this hallway, and all of a sudden there's a little girl walking toward us, maybe 12 years old, just in street clothes. And there's a security guard following her, telling her she can't exit that way. And so finally she just kind of stops and starts walking with our group, and the security guard leaves. And we're thinking, okay, now we have some random little girl in our group. And maybe 10 seconds later, a hidden door opens in the wall. The little girl screams. A monster grabs her, drags her behind the door, and slams the door. And we're like, oh my gosh, she was a plant. She works there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, awesome.
Yeah, that's a brilliant
incorporated
idea.
You're like, well, I guess we're going to protect this little girl and get her out of here.
And then they ate her.
Did you feel, I mean, your logic took over, but for some people, you're like, oh my God, we got to get that little girl
back. Did you go after him?
Oh yeah. No, for the first couple of seconds, we're like, no way did that just happen. And then like it finally clicked and we're like, oh my gosh, they do it with every group.
That's actually cool.
So they hired a little kid?
Yeah.
That feels illegal.
That'd be my guess.
Huh. They paid her cash.
Child labor. We got her out of a sweatshop. So it's better than what she was doing. She was making Nikes. Thank you for the call, Bobby.
That's cool.
I don't feel, dude, that was your idea though.
Yeah,
to
you
incorporate.
Plant. Yeah.
I would believe the whole thing. The whole rule is like, guys, can you just walk her with like,
right.
That's good. Cam.
Yay.
Haunted house horror.
So we went to the City of Dead, which is out at the old flea market.
Yeah.
And okay. It's actually a good one. But
that's actually close to my house, and I never go to that one.
That's right. You live right next to that flea market.
I don't live right next to the flea market, but I do live in Commerce City.
Yeah,
so
right next to the flea market.
Right now. Okay, you're right. I live at 88th and Highway 76.
Yes.
My house is open weekends and Wednesdays.
Wow, look at you.
Right next door.
Jesus. Sorry.
Right. So we went, and we had VIP tickets, but the way they worked it was the VIP group goes, and then they let in, you know, general admission group.
The unwashed masses, as we like to call them out in Commerce City.
So we were waiting for our group to go, and there was just four of us. And so the creature kind of guy that was waiting was just talking to us and asked how our evening was, and he happened to ask me my name. And my name is a little different than most people's, so I didn't think anything of it. And so he said our group was ready to go in, and so we went. And we were about three rooms in, and the creatures or the scary people in the room started to call me by name.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, nope. Did that person just say my name?
Nope. I'm not good with that. I'm not good with that at all.
Did they tell you your social security number back to you? You're like, what?
No, now I'm scared.
Yeah, and so I thought, oh, it's nothing. And so we went through a couple other rooms, and then there was like this barbershop scene where the guy was like, let me cut your hair, Cam. And I was like,
that is creepy.
How do you know my name?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Well,
I don't like
that. Guy apparently went and was running through like their little back corridor
telling everybody.
Like,
that's smart.
And telling all the people. And so through the whole house, they were like,
yeah,
I'm going to get
good.
You, Cam. And
that's awesome.
The whole thing was creepy. And
there's something brilliant about that.
That is.
If you work at that flea market, I can help you guys out. If you just give them radios, you don't have to run through. Or just text them all. Next one through is Cam. No, I'm going to run. Thank you for the
Cam
call,
is
Cam.
Coming.
Cam is coming. She doesn't know I'm telling you her name. AJ.
Yai.
Haunted house horror.
Haunted.
Well, it's not really a haunted house, but my dad, when we were younger, he used to give this spooky midnight woods tour walk thing up at a cabin property that we had. And he actually earned the nickname Uncle Scary for this walk. What he'd do, and what really scarred me for life, is he'd take everybody out, walking out in the woods, like thousands of acres of private property. So there's nothing else around. Be walking along and everything, and all having a good time, and he would disappear on like
he'd leave you in the forest with
it gets better. He would disappear, and just about the time that everybody starts completely freaking out, he's a hunter, so he can move around quietly, knows all of his stuff, right? He starts like rustling around in the bushes, growling.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I don't like it.
That there are bears chasing after them, and everybody's screaming, and everybody's
had he done
out.
The pre-hunted forest ritual of rubbing raw hamburger all over you? Because that's always fun. No, just rub this on your skin. It'll make sense in a minute. Kim?
Yai.
Haunted house horror-ers.
Haunted.
Well, I never actually made it in the haunted house. I was in the parking lot, and I saw my friends in line, so I went to go meet them, and a guy came up behind me and started one of those chainsaws.
Oh,
nice.
And without even thinking about it, I turned around and closed fist hit him as hard as I could.
Jeez.
Oh.
Wow.
It's a little bit on the aggressive side.
I know.
Yeah, so they were like, you're not going to be able to go inside today.
You're still in the parking lot. You're not even in the...
Thank you for the call. Vicky.
Yai.
Haunted house horrors.
So there used to be this house down the street from where I grew up that went all out every single year and decorated, and the guy dressed up. But one year he decided to dress up as a werewolf, and I was like six, and he jumped out at me And I kicked him square where the sun
doesn't. No!
Wow.
I'm guessing he made it sound a little like a werewolf makes.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.